Hello guys, how are you? Thank you so much for tuning back into my podcast, my channel. I am so grateful for each and every one of you guys. I hope you guys are doing great and happy Sunday, by the way. I hope you guys are happy and I hope you guys are getting some sun. Get you that vitamin D, okay? You need that energy, girl. I know you do. So I hope you guys had a great week that just went by. I hope you guys, you know, were crushing those goals, meditating, healing, you know, looking within, just, you know, being the best human being that you can be out there. I hope you guys are being kind, and I hope you guys are, you know, being present and being mindful about everything that you do, which is very, very, very important. So, So before I continue, you guys, I wanted to give you guys the opportunity to go ahead and like and share my content and subscribe to my content as well. That really helps me out a lot, you guys. And share with anybody that needs healing, or you think that is going through life right now and just needs to hear some positivity and some good words out in this world. So you guys, go ahead, I'll give you a minute to go ahead and do what you do. And today, you guys, I actually wanted to speak about love languages. And where can I start with love languages? Love languages is something that we don't really get taught about. Like, growing up, like, I had to really, really figure this out as an adult, because I went through, like, multiple relationships struggling, not even just, like, partnership, but, like, with friends and family as well. Like, knowing how to be loved and loving somebody else correctly is very, very important. I had a really, really, really good time exploring this part of my healing journey, because it really just opened up myself to knowing exactly what I wanted and how, like, I give love to other people. And it's also just very educational. So everybody can benefit from this. You know, everybody wants their significant other or other people to know exactly how to be loved and how to, you know, give love to other people. So I kind of just wanted to go over what the love languages are and how they came to be. So there's a book by Gary Chapman. It's the book of the five languages, and it states that there are five different ways that individuals best understand and express love. When a person's love language is spoken to them or, like, attended to them on a regular, they feel truly loved by their partner, or their love tank is full. So just that sentence alone, or that, you know, those words alone makes so much sense. And we all just need to be able to understand how to express our love to other people. Like, for example, if if I liked words of affirmation, I want to be told by my partner, by my friends, or people around me that I'm doing a good job, or, like, they're proud of me, or, you know, they give me compliments or things of that nature. But, like, I've never voiced that to people, and they don't know that. They think, because their way of giving you love is by them buying you gifts and, like, you know, or just spending time with you, or physical touch, or, you know, all of the other ones. Like, if they do those things instead, rather than giving you words of affirmation, you're gonna feel unloved, because you would rather hear words from them and rather they're buying you gifts, because that's the way they think you want to be loved. But, you know, communication is crucial. It's very, very, very important. So as long as we communicate the way we want to be loved, I wouldn't say there won't be any problems, but like it's a healthier way to be in a relationship, not just by yourself, but like with your partner, your friends, or your family. So love languages don't only occur in relationships rather than, you know, with friends, family, as with self as well. So in my healing journey, I discovered love languages, and I really, really had to sit back and reflect on all the ways I was missing love in my life. So not just now as an adult going through a relationship, but just as a human being growing up. So like I literally did not know anything. I was very, very like clueless, I guess, to voicing how I wanted to be loved to other people. So I wanted to go ahead and get double speaking, but I wanted to go ahead and get started on the five love languages. So the first one is gifts. So like thoughtful gestures. And they don't really have to be expensive at all either. So like buying, you know, your significant other, your friends or anybody flowers from the way home, or buying them dinner at their favorite place, or getting them their favorite ice cream. Or if they say, if you're an attentive listener and they, you know, they mention, oh, I would love to have this, or I like this, or I like that, or I like this. One day, if you just randomly surprise them with one of the things that they said they liked, they're going to be over the moon, because they're going to be like, oh, this person loves me. They've been hearing, like, how do they know I like, you know, thoughtful gestures and things like that. So that's with gifts. And number two is physical touch. So that's hugging, holding hands, touching, caressing. Sometimes it could be sexual intimacy as well, but not often. So with sexual intimacy, with physical touch, so it's basically in the word, you like to get physical, you want to be hugged every day, not every day, but you know, often, you want to cuddle, you want your partner to just be touching you, holding your hand, especially out in public and things like that. Like, you just want to be touched all the time. And the third one is quality time. So just having a connection with somebody without like phones or any distractions or anything present. So just actively having a great time together, and just somebody just giving up their time to come spend with you. You're over the moon about that. Like, wow, this person actually really loves me. Like, they gave up their day to come hang out with me. Like, time is crucial. And, you know, people don't like to play about their time. So if somebody gives up their time, they extremely care about you. Number four is acts of service. So like cooking a meal for somebody, cleaning the bathroom, filling up their car with gas. So, with acts of service, so yeah, you just like to do things for people all the time. Like, let's say you woke up late, but your partner already made you breakfast and already cleaned up the kitchen, so you don't have to stress about that. They're showing you love. Or if like they were the last one to drive your car, or if, you know, just they just drove your car and they noticed that, you know, your tank is empty, or you have your engine light on or anything like that, something's wrong with your car, they're gonna go ahead and take the initiative to take care of that for you, so you wouldn't have to stress about it. You come home from work and the house is spotless and things have been done. Like, things that you had on your list to do, somebody else already cleaned that list for you. So acts of service, I really like that one too. So and then the last one is words of affirmation. So verbal praises such as compliments, like just basically words that everybody loves to, you know, hear about themselves. Like, you look good, I'm proud of you, oh, you're so brave, you're amazing, You're enough. You can do anything. Just basically positive words of affirmation. So like after further research and meditation, I came to realize that whatever your love language is most likely what you did not receive as a child. So as you know, as I was trying to use the five love languages to heal myself, I, you know, came to an understanding that the things that I crave the most right now as an adult is what I was missing as a child. So if your love language is getting gifts, you most likely didn't receive many gifts as a child or growing up, or the ones that you got weren't what you wanted, or you think that they weren't thoughtful or meaningful. So yeah, that one's pretty self-explanatory as well. You want somebody to, you know, really think about getting you gifts that are very meaningful to you, or you just like to be, you know, spoiled a little bit, but not like very materialistic way, but just like thoughtful things or like just small gestures. And once in a while, you know, if you want to go big or go home, you could, you know, get them like a really nice expensive thing that they've been wanting, like a watch or an outfit or just anything that's very, very, very meaningful to somebody. You probably didn't get that as a child, so that's why you crave it the most. And then the second one, if your love language is physical touch, your parents or siblings probably didn't hug often or cuddle or otherwise be physically affectionate with you. So, or you may have also received touch that you didn't like, and that goes for like physical or sexual abuse. So you crave this the most otherwise, because sometimes you just want to be held, just like your mom and dad used to hold you. You just want to be held. You just want to be cuddled. You just want to be hugged. Like, just the things that you are missing from your parents, you want that. And sometimes, you know, with the physical abuse or the sexual abuse, like, sometimes we crave that in a physical touch because we were hurt in that way. And with the physical abuse, like, you were abused and you weren't confronted. I mean, comforted. You weren't comforted. You were just literally abused, and you felt alone. You felt like you didn't want to be touched. So, like, that's something that you crave the most as an adult. And if your love language is quality time, you may have spent a large amount of your childhood alone, whether because you were an only child or you had different interests from the rest of your family, or because there were just way too many people in your family and you just got lost amongst your siblings or just everybody in your family, or just because, you know, your parents, you know, they were always gone. Like, you always hung out alone. You were always alone. So that's something that you would crave as an adult, is quality time, is because you never had quality time as a child or growing up. And then if your love language is acts of service, you may have had to always do things for yourself or had to start doing things for yourself or others. So this is usually common with like older siblings or children that are always home without adult supervision. So basically you're always the one that's taking care of everybody else, like maybe cooking for the family or like cleaning for the family or raising your siblings or, you know, things of that nature. So you're always just wanting to do things for other people and yourself because you didn't have those things done for you. And then if your love language is words of affirmation, so you were often criticized or critiqued for your failings, or and or if you didn't often hear verbal praise for your accomplishments. So yeah, like if you were failing as a child, like your parents literally told you you were the worst or you were stupid or just things that didn't lift up your spirits, you know, like they were always putting you down. So you're craving now for somebody to lift up your spirits, to tell you you're good enough, you're amazing, you're smart, you're this, you're that. So, yeah, so those are all the ways that, the five love languages affecting our adult life and the things that we're missing. So, as I further reflected on all the love languages one more time, I figured mine were physical touch, quality time, and acts of service. So, yes, you can be loved in multiple ways, not just one. So the pattern that I had to be aware of and cut loose was I was looking for my parents and myself and mostly everybody that I met, and I loved the love from my parents and specifically just wanted that from the relationships I had. In some cases, it was very, very uncomfortable for me and the other person. And, you know, the little girl in me was just wanting it, craving it so much that my subconscious was just like fixated on it. So I just wanted to be held. I wanted to spend like every minute together. And I also wanted to do things for you all the time. So I think acts of service would go along with like protector. It's a very masculine energy. So everything that I wanted was very external. I had to really take the time and look within and sit with myself and truly ask myself, what is it that you really want? What is it that you keep looking for on the outside? So when I started to shift my approach from to what can they give you to what can I give myself, I started to go ahead and figure out how to use the love languages to actually fill in what I was actually missing, what I was actually searching for. So with I'll go ahead and go over like my love languages first, just to give you guys an idea of what I did, and then I'll add on like the rest later. So for physical touch, I hugged myself often. I created like a skincare routine where like I, you know, did face masks. I, you know, started doing makeup. I just really started taking care of my physical body. I started, taking baths with like Epsom salt and with essential oils and candles and everything. I did yoga. I stretched all the time. I essentially appreciated and felt my earthly body from scalp down to my feet and just recognize how my body felt when I gave it love rather than seeking it from others. So I actually really, really fell in love with this part because I've actually not really, like, some of it I have done, but like most of it I really suppressed. Like I was always, all of those things that I mentioned, I would always go and seek it from other people. Like the hugs. Like I don't really hug myself that often, but I would enjoy it when other people hug me. My skincare routine was not very consistent. Massaging, I had to learn to like take the time to massage myself, my feet, my back, my legs, everything. Like I had to really learn that because I love getting massages. And so just basically appreciating your body, just like touching, feeling everything about your physical body and just really, really enjoying that. And then for quality time, I spent a lot of time in solitude, meditating, reflecting, journaling, And I just gave myself so much attention. Like, I read a lot as well. I prioritized myself, like, what is, you know, Rupani doing today for Rupani before I could extend myself. I admired myself and my beauty a lot. I did a lot of mirror affirmations, and I had a lot of heart-to-heart dialogues with myself. And this mostly happened in the tub when I would do my tub sessions. I would just be in there and just have conversations with myself and just like look inward and try to, you know, see everything that I have suppressed for all those years. So all those conversations actually opened me up to everything I've suppressed. And then for acts of service, I cooked often, and I cleaned, I organized my space, I donated like a lot of my old clothes. I actually even opened a bank account. I know. Yeah, so before then, like when I was living like my reckless lifestyle, I didn't think having a bank account was important. Or I used to actually have a bank account growing up, but then as I transitioned to an adult, I was just like, okay, this is too much. I'm going to just get these fast banks that, you know, your money's available right here, right now, and you could spend it right here, right now. But, like, that also caused me to become irresponsible. So, like, whenever I had the money and I can see it, why not use it right then and there? So, like, with banks, I feel like it's going to help me, you know, become more responsible with, like, saving money and my finances and everything. So, you know, that's the journey that I've started. And, yeah, so, and I've also started tracking my credit as well. So, we're working on that as well, too. So, and then for gifts, like, for gifts, gifts and words of affirmation are not my thing. So with gifts, you could buy yourself, like, you could buy yourself flowers, you could buy yourself just anything that you've always wanted, just taking care of yourself, actually, making sure those small gestures that you're always saying out loud to other people, make sure that you do them for yourself as well, too. And for words of affirmation, making sure you tell yourself every day, you know, if you have to write it on the mirror so that you look at it every single day when you're brushing your teeth or washing your face, just telling yourself, I'm so beautiful today. I am going to, you know, have a great day. I'm amazing. I can do just about anything. I'm enough. Just anything, all of the positive thoughts that you have in your head, you know, just say those to yourself every single day or during your meditations or during, you know, or, you know, doing the mirror affirmations. Like, that is, you know, other ways you could use those to help heal yourself. But yeah, so guys, I don't know if I blabbered for way too long, but like, I hope, you know, you guys took all the gems and wisdom that you needed from this episode, and I hope you guys are learning your love languages and you guys are communicating your love languages and expressing yourselves daily so that, you know, your partner knows, your friends know, your family know, like, as well as you know yourself, so you can know how to love yourself and take care of yourself when nobody else is around, because at the end of the day, it's you versus you. So as long as you know how to be loved and how you give off love, like, for me, the way I give love is actually gifts as well as acts of service. I, you know, that's mine, and I also like to give that as well to show my my love language. Like, I would literally do anything for you, like, that you speak of. Like, I will cook meals for you, I would take care of things for you, like, that you need to be taken care of. So, like, that's the way I give love. And what was the other one that I said? Gifts. And, like, I will always compliment you day or night. Words of affirmation, I think words are very powerful. So I don't have problem always giving compliments. And so quality time is one that's really, really kind of like on the edge for me. Like, if you give me time, I'll give you time, but I will not go out of my way to give you time, you know? Like, with me, I feel like with this is like, I don't even know how to explain it, actually. Like, with quality time, like, growing up, I was a very, very people pleaser. So, like, I wanted to be everywhere all the time. And I wanted to be around people all the time. So, like, and sometimes, you know, I'd spend so much time with people that weren't worth my time. So, with quality time as an adult now, like, I've learned to preserve my time. Because time is important. Time is energy. So, you know, if you give me time, I'll give you time. But, like, that's not something that I would go out of my way to do anymore. But like acts of service, words of affirmation, physical touch, all of that good stuff. Oh, you got it from me. You don't got to worry about that. So, but yeah, guys, thank you so much for listening and for following along. I'm very, 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 very grateful for you guys. And I'm actually just going to go back to doing videos for my poetry, and then for my other stuff I'll be doing this instead, because there's other complications that I have to go through unless like I transition platforms. But as of now, like with the videos, it's not really working out that great for long episodes. So, but yeah, guys, I'm still grateful that I had the chance to really experience that, so now I know like what to expect, you know. So, but yeah, guys, I hope your, you know, the rest of your week goes great, and the weekend is excellent and magnificent. And I hope you guys are out in nature this weekend enjoying some sunshine. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share with everybody that you know. And once again, I don't have social media, but once I create one, I will go ahead and post everything on there. And don't forget to subscribe as well. I do have monthly subscriptions. Those help me out a lot. You guys, peace and love, peace and light. And I hope you guys are living and loving your truth. Ashe.